Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022 at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. For details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Well, the market did a bit of a reversal for the live cattle and feeder cattle. We were up 47 in the February at 141.60 after going to a high of 41.97. But April, June, August, and October all lower here. The April down 15 at 146.75. The June's down 10 at 141.52. The August down 30 at 139.87. The market, again, was higher early on today. We had some cash trade, it looks like, develop. There was some 140, it looks like, in Texas, and so that would be 140 north to south. And so that was kind of a lifting factor here. In 4 days, we got the first notice day for February, and the February being 141.60 is a bit above cash. I have heard some interest in delivering against the February, but, of course, we still got 20-something days to go till that thing expires. The feeder cattle were steady to about 15 lower after being higher this morning. March has went and filled or got close to the gap, didn't quite fill it here. We still got a little bit of room to go up to 169.22. But the April contract did fill the gap. The April closed down too at 171.80, but they filled the gap from back at the first of the year with the high 172.82. May's down 12. Lean hogs anywhere from 70 to 90 lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 44th Annual All Breeds Bull Sale happening Saturday, February 5th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. 65 breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, will be offered. Angus, Sim-Angus, Red Angus, Hereford, Black Hereford, and Charolais. For more information or to request a catalog, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association Annual All Breeds Bull Sale, February 5th.
Well, the grain futures generally lower today. We're kind of all over the place. Overnight, we were lower than mid-morning. The beans actually rallied all the way back up and were higher on the day, but then closed down one in March, about 2.5 in May at 1547, but, of course, still really high. Had about a 30-cent range in the March and May in the July beans as well. Kansas City July wheat was up a quarter cent at 774.75. There's ongoing reports of how much snow and moisture we actually received. And how much the areas that needed it the most actually received. And it doesn't look like it's going to be as much and as beneficial as we had once hoped. And as we dry out over the next 2 or 3 days, we'll see. But it doesn't look like a whole lot of rain actually came and moisture actually came in the driest areas. Corn down 4 to 5 cents today. The cotton market bounced here late in the day. It looks like March cotton is going to finish up 129 at 127.62. December cotton up 93 at 103.88. So that new crop cotton market is just rocking right along. Currently, the Dow is under pressure, down 360. The S&P is down 82.5. Crude oil mighty strong today. It's up the highest levels, I think, since 2014, with March now trading over $90 at $90.23, up $1.97.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.